The autumn equinox is one of the most magical thresholds of the year. Day and night stand equal, the light and the dark in perfect balance, before we tip into the shadow half of the year, at least up here in the Northern Hemisphere. It is a reminder that balance isn't something you find once and then keep forever. It's something we practice, moment by moment, breath by breath. Today on Mystical Minds, we're talking about how to bring that equinox wisdom into your own life through the three most powerful tools you already carry: your breath, your intention, and your ritual. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life, and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, an energy worker, I'm a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, which was the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hello, hello. We're still in September, which is energy month. So just a reminder, all energy work is still 50% off. I've already taken the half off on the website at outofbodyecstasy.com. If you have an issue with trying to purchase it, please email me at alliethies@yahoo.com and we'll get that cleaned right up. Okay? There is no love notes TikTok show this Friday the 26th. I will be in Kent watching John Waite. Going to have a good time this Friday. I can't wait to be there. If you noticed, I believe I sent the Love Notes podcast version of the live show to the different podcast areas where I have episodes. So if you saw that and you're like, WTF, well, that's why I put it there, because I want you to know that I do this show. We talk about love, romantic love, love of partners and soulmates and twin flame and just love as a whole. Okay. We talk about romantic movies, romantic novels, stories. I talk about a desire drop and how to light your fire. So it's a good time. And I do dedications for people. You submit your dedication and I play a song for you. Either you choose a song or I do. It's my way of putting love back into the world again, especially with this chaotic mess we call life right now. I believe that putting love out there is important. So I would love it if you would join me next Friday again for a live show. And if you'd rather listen to the podcast, it's called Love Notes, and it should be in your list here for Mystical Minds. All right. So let's move forward to our card of the week. It doesn't matter when you listen to this episode. It can be today. It can be years from now. It doesn't matter. The card I'm about to draw is for you for this upcoming week, okay? And on this day of the autumn equinox, I'm using the Sacred Forest Oracle cards by Denise Lin. And let us see what we have for this week. Yesterday's new moon, Sunday, new moon with a partial eclipse. We got some powerful energy going yesterday and today, man, and it's going to continue on for the rest of the week. It might feel like your nerves are on end. Who knows what's going to happen in the world with this kind of energy, but, when you feel yourself getting jittery or angry real easy, or finding yourself depressed, anxious, worrying all the time, you need to stop and take a breath, okay? And remind yourself that this energy really is stemming from the powers that be. I don't know how else to put it. The energy for Earth, anyways, is of a very dark red. And with this massive dark red energy, it does make us all a bit on edge. There's going to be more rage, road rage incidents. There's going to be more shootings this week. It's pay attention to your surroundings and pay attention to your thoughts. So really, it's just about paying attention and being in the present. All right. So let's see what kind of card we got going here for this week for all of us. Oh, I pulled two. I have the reflecting pool, which is all about stillness. Okay. Remember I said, be in the present, pay attention. With stillness, it's like going within, looking for advice from inside of ourselves, because our higher selves, our soul will tell us. We really just have to pay attention. Okay, so that's one. We have stillness. And the second one is the water spirit, which is all about manifesting dreams. So with the dark red energy this week, yeah, it can throw you in depression. It can make you rage. It can do a lot of things that are really not good for your health. But on the flip side, it's excellent for manifesting your dreams. What do you want to manifest? What is your intention? I would definitely be setting a very good intention this week. This is a magical day, the autumn equinox here in the northern hemisphere. And, you know, make sure it's focused in the present. So you can, if you're looking for money, just write down, I am wealth. Put it underneath a quartz crystal, because quartz crystals amplify energy. Okay. If you are feeling rather ill and you want to be healthy, I am healthy. If you're looking for love, you can say, I am love, or I am attracting the best soul love for me. Put it underneath a stone, stick it in the window if you can, the windowsill, and let the powers to be help you. Just remember, it's kind of like, you said something and then you forget about it. So obsessing over it will not do you any good. just an FYI. All right. All right. So let's move on. What are we going to talk about now? We are going to talk about this week's mystical item, which happens to be the abalone shell. And with that, maybe some sage, Palo Santo, frankincense is my favorite, or maybe a smoke-free spray. This is to get rid of any type of negative or down energy you might have in your space, okay? Now, the abalone shell carries with it the energy of the ocean, right? It's fluid, it's protective, it's balancing. And for centuries, it's been used as a vessel for burning herbs in cleansing rituals. When you combine it with, again, sage, Palo Santo, maybe some frankincense, you invite clearing, purification, and renewal. If smoke doesn't work for your space, maybe you can't have smoke where you're at, you can use a spray infused with essential oils and crystals. I really gotta sell that stuff too. The effect is the same. It cleanses your aura, your space, it resets your vibe, and it just makes space for new intention. And on the equinox, which is today, use your abalone shell and sage to symbolically sweep away the old season. As the smoke rises, or the mist falls, depending, imagine yourself stepping forward into balance, leaving behind what no longer serves you. Because we all have seasons. We all have things that we keep carrying that no longer serve us. Why do we carry these things? Especially women. We hold on to everything, don't we? That's why if we're in an argument with someone, we can pull something out from 15 years ago because it's still stuck in there someplace. So that's why the memory can come back. We have to learn not to keep holding on to this crap. Okay. Holding on to crap just keeps us focused in on the past. And if we're focused on the past, we can't concentrate on the present, which means we cannot create the future we want. Right? Right. So September, this is all about energy work and self-healing. And today we're going to talk about self-healing through breath, intention, and ritual. And if the word ritual kind of throws you off, think of it as a habit. All right? So let's talk about the power of breath. Breath is life, right? It's the very first thing we do when we enter this world and the very last thing we do when we release, and we leave this world, right? In between, it's our constant companion, yet most of us don't breathe consciously, right? The ancients knew that breath is not just oxygen. It's prana, hopefully I said that correct. It's chi, life force. When we breathe deeply and intentionally, we feed not only our physical body, but also our energy body. So here's a simple equinox breath practice. You can inhale through your nose for a count of four. Do one, two, three, four. Feel the breath filling your belly first and then expanding your ribs and then your chest. You hold gently for another count of four. One, two, three, four, right? Letting that life force energy radiate through your cells. And exhale slowly for a count of six. Longer than your inhale, okay? Releasing stress, fear, and imbalance. And if you're trying to reset your vagus nerve, which also deals, it helps you with stress and whatnot, instead of exhaling slowly, exhale fast for 6 minutes. It's that fastness of the breath coming out of your mouth that helps to reset the vagus nerve. Just an FYI. And repeat this cycle for 3 to 5 minutes. I usually feel after 3 minutes it's enough, but if you really are in a stressful situation, 5 minutes would be closer. So maybe if you're at work and this happens, excuse yourself to go to the bathroom. This type of breath pattern is deeply calming for the nervous system. It reduces anxiety, it clears stagnant energy, and signals to your body it's safe to rest, it's safe to heal. So on this autumn equinox, this practice becomes even more potent. Imagine each inhale drawing in balance and light, each exhale releasing what you no longer need as we enter the darker half of the year. Okay? Fall, autumn here, and then winter time, it's a time to relax and reset. So now we're going to talk about intention, okay? Breath is powerful, but when it's paired with an intention, it becomes transformational. Intention is the medicine of the soul. Without it, ritual or a habit is just motion. And with it, even the simplest act can become magic. So here at the equinox, ask yourself, what am I really ready to balance? What am I harvesting from the seeds I planted earlier this year? What am I willing to release, compost, and let fall away? Maybe your balance is between work and rest. Maybe it's between caring for others and caring for yourself. Maybe it's balancing your spiritual practices with your everyday responsibilities. Whatever it is, write it down. Speak it out loud. Your words carry vibration, and vibration shapes reality. This is the very heart of energy work. And I'll say it again. When you do this, you must be in the present. I am something, okay? I am power. I am wealth. I am health. I am angelic. I am helpful. I am abundance. I am joy. I am happiness. I am mystical. I am magical. I am healing. I am a healing force for others. Okay? In the present, I am is how you start it. All right? Now, let's move forward to the ritual or habit for balance. Ritual really just is a sacred pause, okay? It's a forming a new habit. And in forming a new habit, you do have to pause. It's a container for your intention. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It just needs to be meaningful to you. I have three simple equinox-inspired rituals that you can try. One, I've got the candle balance ritual. You can light two candles, one white one for light, one black one for shadow, or gray if you have gray. Place them side by side and let them burn together in a fireproof container and never walk away and leave a room with lit candles. Okay? As you watch the flames, reflect on how both light and dark are needed and everybody for wholeness. You can go outside and get a nature's offering. Okay, go out and find a seasonal object, a leaf. Leaves are falling all over the place here in Ohio. So a leaf, an acorn, maybe a stone that's been warmed by the sun. Place it on your altar or your windowsill as an offering to honor the season shift. As you do so, give thanks for the abundance you've received this year. Because I'm telling you guys, if you're above ground, if you're still alive and able to take a breath, you've had a good year. Okay. A lot of things have gone on in many people's lives, myself included, but I am grateful and thankful for every day myself and any of my loved ones can wake up and take a breath. And then lastly, maybe the harvest and compost journal. So write one thing you've harvested this year, something that grew in your life. Then write one thing you're ready to compost, something that has served its purpose but no longer needs to be carried. This act of writing mirrors the earth's cycles, harvest and release, growth and decay, always in balance. These small rituals can anchor your intention into the physical world. They remind your body, mind, and spirit that you are choosing balance, harmony, and alignment. And of course, we have soul work for the week. We've got the Equinox Balance Ritual. And it's just going over the three things that we just did. Breath. Okay, the inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for six. The intention, speak or write one intention for balance in your life. Again, I am. I am. Three, cleansing. Use the smoke, use the spray. You can even use sound. You can have if you have a bell, you can do that. If you have a chime, you can ring that for cleansing as well. A singing bowl. And if you have none of that, you can clap. Okay. Clapping works just as well as anything else, and you don't have to purchase it. As you cleanse, you know, imagine the stagnant energy leaving and a new light filling you. And then you would like to maybe have a closing affirmation. I am balance. I am harmony. I am alignment. And do this ritual at least once this week to honor the equinox. And return to the breath practice daily as a reminder of the balance you've chosen. Balance is not something that's fixed, okay? It's a dance that we do. Just like the earth shifts at the equinox, you too are always adjusting, finding your center again. You got to trust the process. And that's a wrap here on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work this week, and you'll find it under the resources for the episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, join us over at the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. All right. Don't forget, you can also book a private reading or soul session with yours truly anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.